wrong equipment problem.
This time of year there's a lot of equipment problems.
I know. It's tough.
Anton, now you've had a chance to kind of digest game one. What do you think maybe the main reason that caused this, just the performance that you guys had?
I mean, you can look at a lot of reasons, but at the end of the day, I think we didn't get up on a level that we needed to be to compete in a playoff game. And that's all our fault. Goes into preparation and execution of game plan and everything that comes with that.
When you sense that intensity not being there in the first period, what can you guys do to kind of raise it?
Well, I mean, we obviously talked it through, and then we went out, and then they scored 3 minutes in. Kind of leaves a bad taste right there, and then we just couldn't find it. And that goes into what I just said with preparation and execution.
How has Cooper's message differed from that game one loss against Boston compared to this game one loss?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a different message. Just like I said, I think execution and preparation from an individual standpoint, and then execution comes into the game plan more than anything else, and just the better performance. That's it.
No morning skate today, kind of a rarity. Just a way to shake things up, you think?
No, I mean, we had a morning skate. That was not the issue. It was just, it was optional. Like we have, I would say, 85% of the time. So it was no different. It's just the way we do.
When you look at the Boston series, just how big of a role did it play when your team was winning face-offs and just being able to generate possession as a way to make it easier on you guys in Bassett?
Yeah, big part of the game. I don't know what the percentage was the other night, but like you said, against a good team like Boston down the middle, I thought we did a great job at that. I don't know where we were at in game one, but I'm sure there's room for improvement there too. And like you said, I think you want to have possession time and you want to be in their end and all those stuff. You want to start with the puck. That gives you a better chance.
Is there a message from John Cooper just about shooting the puck and making the most of those opportunities just with how hard it was in the first period against Washington?
Yeah, that's, we put a lot of emphasis on that, obviously. I looked at the first period, we had a couple of chances that we didn't shoot it. And you never know, one of those goes in, or it's a different game. And you're coming down the line like this. A couple of series into it, and you can't pass it up. You have to put it on and make the both on the work. And, even if it's not a great scoring chance, you never know. So we definitely want to shoot more.
Is that a matter of overthinking it? The lack of shooting?
I don't know. I think that goes into preparation. Give you a French real quick. Like we talked about before. The mindset.
You talk about the preparation. John has always had fine ways of getting this team ready for a game two. I think he's 8-1 now in game twos. The confidence of just the history of you guys being able to bounce back give you a lot going in?
Yeah, I don't tend to look at the history of stuff. It doesn't really, I don't think it adds up at the end. But every time you lose the first game of a series, you want to have a bounce back game. That's, I think, the character of our team that we want to do that and been able to in the past. But like I said, it goes back into the preparation and execution and the mindset of individuals and how we play as a team.
Do you see this as a must?
No, there's no must unless you're facing elimination. But, it's an opportunity to get back tied in the series, and that's what we look at.
Anton.
I think we're okay. You look at those two goals the other night, and it's, one's a bang-bang play off a face-off. That was tough because it was right at the end of the period and off too many men, I believe.
Johnny Gord?
And then the other one, that Alex scored.
Coach and five.
I mean, we defended well, and Ovi misses the, fans on the shot and just broken player and hands up, in a bad spot.
You know, that's the stuff you can take confidence
in. Yeah, you can take confidence in some way, I guess, but I don't think we're there. I think we know what we want to do. But again, I think execution and preparation and being in the right mindset for doing that, that play.
There's been some talk of Ovechkin's some maturity to his game, a little different. Somebody who sees him a lot, have you noticed any difference in his game, and whether it's execution on the ice or attitude, anything?
I don't know. Nothing that I've, thought about. He's always been a terrific player. He always has that shot. You can't take that away from him. And I don't know if he's more responsible. I have no idea. I haven't put any attention to that. But I just go up against a real good player, and then you know his tendencies a little bit and his patterns, and it's just a great player.
I know both teams are dealing with it, but as creatures of habit, hockey players are. Is that like an 8:15 start a little bit make your day a little bit weirder?
Not really. I don't think so, no.
You don't have like a nap routine or anything that you have?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it changes. Not for me. I mean, it's from individual to individual, it might be different, but to me, it's not something that changes.
I've been with this group for several years now. What struck you about the way the team handles kind of emotional swing of a playoff series? I think on the outside, every loss is like the end of the world. Every win feels like, the outside that. Like how do you feel to handle it?
The
perspective, I guess, of things.
Yeah, I think that goes into experience with players, and we have an experience, and I don't think it's something that we really think much about, up or down. It's just the next game, and you can have the worst game, it was a bad game that night. But it doesn't change just the way we go forward. I think we are a confident group. We know what our assets are and what our weaknesses are. And it's up to us. And we know what we want to do. We know how our game plan is, and it's a matter of executing.
John Cooper in the room.